Okay, let's get into Zvachim Daf Tzadi. Zvachim Daf Tzadi, and we are in the 10th parak, parak called Tadir. We started yesterday, the parak that compares and contrasts all the different karbanos, what comes first, if one has both to do. Well, we mentioned some of the achronim that said that maybe this is only if you're going to do one before the other. If you're going to do them both at the same time, that's okay. That's not a violation of Tadir. That's what the Mikdash David suggested in Parak Tes. Simon Tes Os Aleph, the other is Rav Elchanan, and the Kovet Shir Mim Sachim argued. He said, no, Tadav Sheino Tadav means this one has to be first, this one has to be second. Even if you can do them both at the same time, that's also a violation of Tadir. But the parak started off with Kala Tadav Mechavero. And then we went into Kala Mekudesh Mechavero. If one karban is more sanctified in some way than the other one, then that one goes first. And we went through many permutations of all the different karbanos, Chatas O Leshlamim, and the Bechor and Meiser and Oph and Mincha, all of the different permutations, what comes first? But each time a factor was mentioned, you know, that itself tells us something about the nature of the karbon. It's not just a technical gemara about what comes before what, but we can learn a lot from yesterday's daf relating to the karbanos themselves. So we are towards the bottom, talking about the last one. Let's start again with the last one that was discussed. That was Meiser before Ofo. So Meiser Behema, that we have to bring every tenth animal, certain animals, sheep, and the like, putting him through the fence. So Meiser Behema, that karban, which we don't do today, because we don't want karbanas walking around. We don't put the animals through the fence. Meiser is only niskadesh if I do an act of being ma'aser it, so that if I have a meiser and an oaf, so meiser comes before ofos, because meiser is a zevach, it is shechted, right? It does not have malika done, it's zevach, and yesh bo kodesh kadashim, and it has some kodesh kadashim in it. It has damo ve'emurav. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah contrasts meiser having damo and emurav to ofos, who lechora do not have damo ve'emurav, as we'll see. We'll see what that means. But now let's do back to the Gemara. Adarava, says the Gemara, Ofos at the Kadmi, Shekain, Kachi Kachim. Maybe Ofos should be before Meiser, because Ofos are Kachi Kachim. While, Chatas Of, all those Of, those are Kachi Kachim, while Meiser is Kachi Kalim. Afilu Hachi, Min Zevach Adiv. Still, the factor of Zevach wins. That overrides Kachi Kachim versus Kachi Kalim. Amar Avina, Bar Shila. So Avina Bar Shila says something, we're going to try to be Medaik. A Raya from our Mishnah says the, so Ravina, a mure kachim kalam she yatsu lefnei zrikas damim psulim. A mure kachim kalam, which become kachim kachim, right? They're burned on the mizbeach, right? We've noted in the past that the Gemara and the Rishonim call the emurim of kachim kalam, they call it kachim kachim. So what if they were yotze before zrikas damim? They don't achieve their status really to be burned up until Zrika Saddam, only after Zrika Saddam. So what happens if they didn't achieve their full status yet, and they were Yotzei? So, says the Gemara, says Ravina Bar Shila, Psulim, they are Pasul. And Rashi quotes the Chilik. V'yafagav, says Rashi, a little more than halfway down. V'yafagav, de le'inyin mi'ila, lefnei zrikas damim lo kedishi, regarding the Isra of mi'ila, regarding becoming kachay kachim in full, it's only after zrikas adam. I could only violate mi'ila after zrikas adam. Le'inyin ifsule v'yotze, kachay kachim ninhu. Regarding to be nifsal b'yotzei, they are already kachi kachim, right? Well, it doesn't have to be full kachi kachim. Even beforehand, they could be nifsal b'yotzei, right? We've had earlier that something could be kadosh li pasel, but not li kariv, right? Putting it into some type of kli, right? That wouldn't, we had a couple of days ago. The question was, what about being, not being nifteh, but being li kariv, right? That was the bottom of pei zayin of an aleph, right? Putting something into a kli sharis. Even if it's Roy, it's not Roy, maybe Pidyon, I know, Lechanchilo, Likarev, Kamiboyli. Something could become a certain level of Kedusha, even if it's not in full. We've had that a number of times. So here too, that's what Ravina says, that if it's beforehand, so it's not Me'ila yet, but it is Yotze. Says the Gemara V'tana Tuna. Maybe our Mishnah is a raya to this statement of Ravina. Why? Because what did our Mishnah say? When we say Meiser comes before Ofos, we say Mipneishu Zevach V'yeshno Kachim Damav V'emurin. That's the line. So I asked the Gemara, Dama ve'emurin, Bishlama emurin lesnu ba'ofos. I understand the innards, the emurin, burned on the Mizbeach, so lesnu ba'ofos. I understand that those, that does not apply to ofos. The emurin of the ofos are not burned on the Mizbeach. Right, the chatas ha'of, right, what did we say had earlier? The Mishnah, ein l'mizbeach el adama. Right, that's it, only the dam. And olas ha'of, it's all burned, but it doesn't have a murin like the behema. So el adam mi'a'isa, but dam applies to birds. Dam, right, the chatas ha'of has hazah and mitsui, ola has mitsui, right, we do that. So what does it mean to contrast the miser to the oaf and use dam as a factor? Doesn't dam apply to both? So elolav, why is dam mentioned? It must be just to compare it to a murin. Elolav, kamash malan, a murin kidamo. It must be just to compare a murin to dam. Ma damo lifnei zrika, af a murin kodem zrika. Just like dam only has an important status before zrika. After zrika, it's done. It's nasis mitzvaso. Okay, af shvicha shirayim. But dam, the ikar of dam is before zrika. So af emurin kodem zrika, so do emurin, is even, has the status of emurin even before zrika. V'kakaril hu kachi kachim, and it calls it kachi kachim. It says, yesh no kachi kachim, dam av emurin. V'chal ba dam, so therefore we compare, ma dam, mitzvah b'yotzei, at that moment, af emurin mitzvah b'yotzei, and therefore, that is the raya, the potential raya from our Mishnah for Ravina. Good. Says the name of Messiah, and let's try to bring a raya also from a machlokas. From a machlokas amorai. What about not what we were just talking about, the emurin? Ravina was talking about the emurin before Zrika. What about basar? Basar kachim kalim, shiyatz lefnei zrikas damim. The basar of kachim kalim, that's supposed to be eaten. Right, the basar, some of the basar of Kachem Kalim are eaten by the Kohen, some of the Chazeh and the Shok, some of the basar is eaten by the Bailam, the rest. There is a question in the Mefarshim that we mentioned this not so recently, part of this we mentioned recently, and that is the mitzvah of eating karbanos. So we mentioned that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat the karbanos, and the two-tiered mitzvah. Chatas and Asham maybe is the highest level, and Shlamim is the next level, and Mincha is a separate mitzvah. But different aspects of the mitzvah of achilas bialim of karbanos. What about the bialim? Is there a mitzvah of the bialim eating the karbanos? So that is not really mentioned in the Rambam. We mentioned that Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. It's not mentioned the bialim, right? He just says achilas asham mitzvah saseh. And there's no bialim eating that. Hakohanim ochlim bialim skaprim. V'hua din shal l'shar kachim she'ochlon osan hakohanim. She'achilas ha-mitzvah. Right? Other kachim that kohanim eat, achilas ha-mitzvah. V'chein achilas shirei mincha mitzvah zaseh. And the Rambam continues, chazeh v'shok shal shlamim ne'chal l'kohanim z'chav v'dekevus. And he continues listing all of the whatever is eaten. V'chein ha-bachor. And then he quotes in halacha vav, he quotes the halacha when it is eaten. So that's where he mentions the bialim. And then he quotes Aval Toda. No, right? Because Toda has a different halacha. Toda has a more limited time of when you're allowed to eat it. That's halacha zayin. And kalelo nacholim v'layli goes into the halachos, but doesn't say that anything about being included in the mitzvah by the bialim. There's a Rashi in Maseches Pesachim that discusses maybe there is a mitzvah. But either way, this is the basar. So says the Gemara, basar kashub kalim shiaslo v'izvikas damim. Basar of Kashub Kalim that goes out before Zrikas Dam. Again, the basar is not mutter to eat until after the Zrikas Adam. So is it Nifsal Biyotza yet? You might say that it doesn't have the full status of Basar Kashub Kalim until after Zrikas Adam. So maybe it's not subject to be Nifsal Biyotza. So, Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, Rish Lakash Amar Pasal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Kasher if the meat goes out, why? Hoil Vesofa Latzes. It's going to go out anyway. After Zrikas Adam, I'm going to be able to eat it anywhere in the city, anywhere in Yerushalayim, you can eat Kashi Kalim. So even though you can't eat it yet, because Sofa Latzeis, its future destiny impacts present status. And therefore, because it's Sofa Latzeis, even now, it's not going to be subject to the psul of Yotzei. Rish Lakish Amar Pasul, no, Adayin Lo Yizmano. Don't look at future, look at right now. Right now, it does not have the heter achila yet in the entire city, so that's why it cannot be looked at as ki'ilu it's already. You look at it, no, it is possible. So the Gemara says, ad kan lo plig yelo babasar. Right, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish about the baser that goes out before Sirikas Adam. Aval be'emurin lo. But a murin that go out before Sirikas Adam. So no, we would not say that it has the same halacha, right? Only mahal machlokas that emurin about baser, but emurin not, right? So therefore maybe that's a raya to Ravina, that emurin before Kachem Kalam are possible. The whole machlokas is by baser. Aval be'emurin, not everybody would agree puzzle. So Gemara says no. Who adim de murin nami pligi? Maybe they would argue also by murin vad de kamifligi. But baser, why is baser only the one that they're arguing about? Lo diecha kol chadresh lakish. Tell me the chiddush of resh lakish da filu baser. So falatzes amar adayin logi is manalatzes. The chiddush is even if it's kashy kalam, it's going to be able to be go out. It won't be nifsal b'yosei soon. So no. It's not there yet, and that's why we say the machlokas about basar, but it could be the same machlokas is going to be about a murid, and there wouldn't be a raya that everybody holds, like Ravina in the shayla of a murid. The Shiva Gubetzes here asks, on the line of Hol the Sofa Latzeis and Osiud Gimel, Tema, the Amrinim Perka Tcheles, Imisha Nishchata Yatza Lachma, Halechem Pasel. If after the Shchita by a Karbatoda, right, I think, after the Shchita Yatza Lachma, Halechem Pasel, Viamai, Name Akasher Hol the Sofa Latzeis. Again, an example of a Yotze going out that's going to be Sofa Latzeis, and you say Pasel there. So why over there is it different than this Shita Sofa Latzeis? V'yishlava demayre diyotza chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim. So if it goes that of Chomas Yerushalayim, right, so that's for sure Yotze, because there's no Sofa Latzeis there. The most you're going to have is Sofa Latzeis outside the Azara into Yerushalayim. If you go out of Yerushalayim, that's for sure Nifsal B'Yotze, that's not Sofa Latzeis in that regard. There is a question that the Rishonim deal with in terms of the svara of Hol the Sofa Latzeis. Rashi says here that Lamaskana, we know the machlokas about the Emurin too. The Emurin is machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about Basar and about Emurin. But one second, Emurin don't have the svara of Sofa Latzeis. Emurin are going to be burned on the Mizbeach. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean that the svara given is Hol the Sofa Latzeis? So Rashi says that's not Rabbi Yochanan talking, that's only the Gemara talking. The Gemara added in that svara by Basar. But that wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, V'hai deparish mishim de sofa latzeis, says Rashi, Hashas kamefarish lay. V'lo mil said Rabbi Yochanan. That wasn't exactly Rabbi Yochanan talking, because Rabbi Yochanan says also by the Emurin, it is kasher, so that maybe it's not fully based on the svara of sofa latzeis, says Rashi Sa'ara. Right, it's the Gemara said it, and not Rabbi Yochanan specifically. If you look at the Rambam, it's a little more challenging, because the Rambam quotes that svara. Even the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan, right? He quotes that svara, the Rambam, in Psulei Mukdashim, Aleph Lamed Beis, and Aleph Lamed Gimel, Perek Aleph Halacha Lamed Beis. The Rambam says, Bisar Kashim Kalam, Shiyatza Chutz Lazara, Kodem Zrikas Damim. Right, our case, Basar Kashim Kalam, that went up before Zrikas Adam. Ava Bishin Israq Adam Ba Basar Michutz Ha Bachutz. We'll get to this. Even though the Basar is still outside, Hazeva Kasher. It was going to go out anyway, so it went out beforehand. It's okay, doesn't make a difference. And therefore the baser is still not nifsal b'yotze. The Rambam does add, doesn't mean you could eat it. Vazrika mo'elas l'yotze l'sarfo avalo l'achlo. Right? Zrika is mo'el for the yotze. You could burn it, but not l'achlo. You cannot eat it. The zevach is kasher. Then the Rambam adds, "V'chein Emurin Kashim Kalim Shasvad Zirkas Adam." What about Emurin? So he quoted Sofa Latzeis and Alach Alam and Beis. Then the next halacha, Emurin Kashim Kalim Shasvad Zirkas Damim V'Nizrak Adam V'Hein Bachutz Lo Nifsal Azevach. Again, Lo Nifsal. Even though there the svar of Sofa Latzeis doesn't apply. V'Mechziran Matirin Osad. If you bring them back in, you could burn them. And even if you didn't bring it back, Chayav and Alei Mishum Pikul Nosav Atame, because it is considered kosher. So the Rambam quotes the Svara, at least by the Basar, of Sofa Tuma Latzeis. So that Tzom Kachemir points out that it's a little interesting that the Rambam quotes that. If, like we said, according to Rashi, it seems like that's not the full reason. And also by Emurin, he's not going to quote it because it's not true by Emurin. Okay, so Lema Katanoi. Let's suggest maybe this idea of Ravina is a machlokas tanoim. the Ravina Bar Shela, that the Emurim that go out before Zrikas Adam are possible. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoi. Leva Katanoi, Emuri Kacham Kalam, Shiazlav Zrikas Damim, Emurim that go out before Zrikas Adam, RK, Yisr Balazar Omer, Ein Moalid Bohen. There is no Me'ila if they went out before Zrikas Adam. There is no Me'ila, even, just add in, even after Zrika. Even once Zrika is done. Right, there is no meila. Rashi, afilo la'acha zrika, lo mahani lehu zrika. Right, lahachi lemikveinu b'meila. Right, the zrika does not have an effect on it to create a certain level of kedusha to then be subject to meila. Right, kashim kalim aren't subject to meila until after zrika sadam. So here, if it went out before zrika sadam, there's not going to be meila by that, even if it comes. Even if you eventually do the zrika, it's not a koveya it for meila. Vein chayav alayim mishum pigun osav tamei, and you want is not chayiv for those emurin for pigul, noser, and tamei. If somebody eats those, there is no chayiv kares. There's no pigul osav tamei. Rashi goes through each one of these. Why is there no pigul osav tamei if the zrika does not affect it because it's outside? So it's not chayiv mishum pigul. Rashi tahavi luhu kamoshalon nizrak alayim adam. V'lo karvu kol matirein. It's as if there was no Zrikas Adam. It's as if there was no Karvu Matirin. Umishim Nosar, there's no problem of the no, there's no Chiv of Nosar, because Nosar is only by Basar that was Roy La'achila. They Nosar Ella B'Kasher La'achila. So you add it on the side. Number B'Toch Zmano. As long as it was edible during this month, so it's going to become Nosar after this month. And finally, Tumas Aguf. Tumas Aguf, as Rashi quotes from Menachas. Hanitar L'Tahorin Chayavan Aleim B'Shim Tumah. Only if it was mutter for a tahar will it then be able to become tame. She'ein nitala tahar and ein chayav l'mishum tumah. But if it wasn't mutter in the first place to taharin, because it was already yotzei, so then it would not be subject to a tumah. And these imurin, they're included in the tumah from asher l'ashem. That's only la'achar zrika u'nimachayav alei. Only after zrika, not before zrika. Okay, so that's how, that's Rabbi Elazar shita, that if the imurin go out before zrika sadam, it will never achieve the ultimate status, so there's no me'ila, and there's no pickle notes of atame. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, mo'alin bohen, the chayev and aleim should pickle notes of atame. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there is me'ila, and you are chayev for all of these halachas. So says the Gemara, so my love, bida hadar aylinu pligi, aren't they arguing in a case where you brought him back in? Bahadar aylinu, you brought the emurin back in, and they were inside b'shas zrika. And even so, Rabbi Elazar says Zrika doesn't help it. Right? Even though it's back in. Ubahabligi, and said maybe the machlokas is goof about Ravina Barshela's statement. The Bahabli, the Marsavar, Mifsli Biotse. Marsavar, one opinion holds that Rabbi Elazar holds it's Mifsal Biotse. That's why he's never subject to these Averas, and that's like Ravina. Umarsavar, lo Mifsli Biotse. It's someone that already gives. No, it's not Mifsal Biotse. And everyone when it comes back in, it's subject to all of the Alachos. Isn't that potential for the machlokes? So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa, no." If you brought it back in, everybody, it's possible, might argue on Ravina. Everybody agree that if it comes back in, then the Zrika does what it always does. The machlokes here is different. If it's still outside, that's the machlokes. Pligi. What's the machlokes if it's still outside? Damar Sava. The question is, does Zrika help affect something that's outside? Damar Savar, Ein Zrika Mo'elas Liotse. Zrika does not help for something that is already outside. Damar Savar, Zrika Mo'elas Liotse. The other opinion has a Chiddush Gadol. Rabbi Akiva says that Zrika could be Mo'el Liotse, the items outside. Still, Zrika can have an effect. That is Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. We'll see more about that in a second. First, let's just finish up. Vaha Rav Papa Hu Da'amar, but didn't Rav Papa say elsewhere in Mesachas Menachos, in the context of Kivsei Atzeres, the Shlamim that are brought with the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos. So we know the Kivsei Atzeres, there are Shlamim and there are breads. Right, there's one of those karbanas that have both shlamim and breads. So, Vara Papa Hu Da'amar Bidi Isnu Avroi Kule Amalo Pligi. Did Rav Papa say that if it's still outside, everybody agrees? If it's outside b'shas zrika, Bidi Ailinu Lagavai Pligi. Right, if they're outside, then for sure the zrika does not help. Right, Bidi Ailinu Lagavai Pligi. The machlokas is if it is brought inside, Bidi Ailinu Lagavai. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Hani Mili, when do we say this? Gabi Shtei Halechem, when do we say this by Shtei Halechem de Lav Gufa de Zivcha? When do we say that discussion that everybody would agree if it's outside and the machlokes is only about inside? That's by the shtei halachem. That's by when it's not connected to the zevach. So that for sure, the zrika is not going to help. Right, the lechem and the kfasim are two different items. They're connected, but they're two different items. That's where, if it's still outside, for sure, the zrika is not going to help because they're different. Aval emurin de gufe de zivchahu, but the istu bavrei pligi. But the emurin, which are part of the zevach, so that's different, right? The emurin, the innards, are more connected to the karban than the lechem is connected to the kifsi atzeres. So that's why you don't have to quote that Rav Papa in this context, right? You could have different, you can have a distinction between the emurin, a connection to the bud, to the basar and the dam, and the lechem connected to the kifsi atzeres also. The Briska Rav in Menachos on Daf Yud Beis discusses this machlokas as well, and says the Briska Rav, he quotes, Vine bezvachim, Isa begamara plunkter Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lazar, Irak bidekoi avroi. Right, we said here the machlokas is only if it's still outside. Upluktasam he imzrika moelas liotse. Alva betakoi gabay lukuli amazrika moelas. If he brought it back in, for sure this zrika is going to be okay. Hide lefize shapir misbaer hachilik. I understand the chilik well. Why that? Outside or inside? The yotse eno psul haguf kemo bechaser. Right, yotse conceptually, if we think about it, interesting question. We know there's a concept called balmum. We know there's a concept called chaser. That's something missing in the item. But when something goes out, the item is the same. It's just different where it is. Nifsal b'yotze. Right? So that's a different type of psul. You can't undo a chaser. Right? You can add new, but that's still not going to be the same. Yotze could go back in time, kind of. You could just bring it back in. So, shaver misbar achilik. The yotze eini psal aguf kemo b'chaser, ela machmas she'eino b'mechitza. Vihine, asked the Grizz. Le'inyin psul yotze, yesh la'ayenim zrika zu havi matir ba'achila. V'rak mishum itzer yotze, when we say there's a psul yotze, and it's not then able to become mutar, is that because zrika is matir the achila, and because there's an itzer yotze, that prevents it from kicking in fully? Oh, de le'inyin achila, ein zrika klal. Or do we say, no, regarding achila, is there a zrika, but then there's a psul of yotze? Or is there considered no zrika if it's outside? After motziyah midei me'ila, even if you want to say there's no me'ila, l'man da'amar zrika mo'elas li'yotze, because b'kal v'kal v'hedra achila, eina mo'elas, that's his question. That's his chakir. And he says, if you look at the Rambam closely, the Rambam that we just read before, the Rambam paskas, if it goes out, it's kasher, because zrika is mo'elas, but still, habasar eino ne'achal. So it's clear the zrika does something. V'chazidim v'debei Rambam de yotze la mishum isuro shaklida v'talidan im azrika mo'elas. El mishum tebim mitzius eina b'mechitza daininan. So it might not affect the item conceptually, like a psul in the chefsa. It's just a psul where it is. So where it is, where something is, might not change the chefsa status. It might change the chefsa's halacha, but not change the chefsa's status. L'mada v'dome, again, he doesn't quote this, but l'mada v'dome, we've quoted often, the sugya of hotza'a malacha gerua. Right, we know Tosfos on the first daf in Masechta Shabbos, and on daf Tzadi Vav in Masechta Shabbos, and a few places, another Rishonim, talking about hotza'a being a different type of malacha than all the other lamates malachas. Because what I accomplish by hotza'a, did I cook it? Did I color it? Did I cut it? So by all the other malachas, you accomplish something positive. By hotza'a, what did I do? I just took it from place A to place B. Did that accomplish something? In the gavra, okay, now I have it there. But regarding the item, nothing changed. Right? I can just bring it back. Nothing changed. Most of the other malachas, most, not all, right? Those are productive, and therefore you've accomplished something. So that's why Tosfos calls Hotzah Malacha Gerua. That's why Tosfos says the whole Masechta starts off with Hotzah. Because you might not have thought this is a Malacha that's important and significant. That's why Hotzah is Malacha Gerua. That's why you have to have a separate Makar. That's Tosfos later on in the Psadi Vav. Because you might say that Hotzah is not a Malacha. Because you have to say, what did you accomplish? The Chayyadim says maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos by Hotzah. Right? The Isurim of once you did a Malacha. Right? It's Asur Bahanan. Now, sometimes they get a benefit. So maybe those don't apply to Hotzah. The Malacha Gerua and other Nafkim that we've discussed. There are other Malachas that Achronim say, maybe also are Malacha Gerua. Right? Some say, what about Seda? catching an animal. Maybe that's also because you undo it, just let it go. I catch it and I can undo it. Right? If I make something clean and then I make it dirty again, that's not going back in time. That's not undoing what was done. It was clean and now it's again dirty. Right? It's not the same. Not the same. Even writing and erasing. I mean, that might be a little more similar, but the poskim don't talk about it in that context. But that's what the Rishonim say. By Hotzai, well, what you do, you just change the place. That's very similar to what the Brisker Rav is saying here. Yotzei is not a psul on the chefsa. It's a psul, lamaisa, where it is. The mechitza, right? It's not within the mechitza where it's supposed to be. That's similar to malacha gerua. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, there is a Shin Kubetzes here that also discusses the Havamina here, but we're not going to go into that right now. Let's continue. Says the next line of the Mishnah that the Gemara talks about. Ophos kodman. Ophos, birds come before Menachas. Again, they're both kachi kachim. Ophos kodman lemenachas. Adarava, says the Gemara, Menachas kodmos. Shekin yeshna betzibur ki biyachid. What do you mean? Menachas should come first because menachos are betzibur, right? And unlike a bird, there's never a bird that is betzibur. Menachas kodmos shekin yeshna betzibur ki biyachid. So menachos should come before ophos, says the Gemara. Filuachi mine dam madifi. Still, damim, the fact that it is a carbon with dam, that is adif, that shows it is more. It is more mikudash, right? We mentioned also just the last week or so this halacha of the you can have a mincha that is betzibur, right? You can't have a mincha that is beshutfis. You can have a mincha that is betzibur, right? That is the beshachachma. The mincha is a symbol of achdus. Mincha and ktoris are both symbols of achdus, and that's why dafka in the haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, we know Yeshayahu he. Dafka screams, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael, that I'm not interested in your Minchas Shav and Ketores Toei V'Hili. Dafka, those two, because if we have such Sinas Chinam, the two karbanos that symbolize Achdus are those two, and with Dafka bringing those, and our actions don't reflect the behavior that those karbanos symbolize, so that is why Hashem gets very upset, and he sends Yeshayahu to berate us, right? That's the Meshech Chachma by in the Haftorah for Parshas Dvar. But that's also here that it's Yeshta B'tzibur Kebiyachid when it comes to the Mincha. Next, Minchas Chote V'chulu. So Minchas Chote comes before Minchas Nedava. Right, the Minchas Chote of maybe somebody was very poor, instead of bringing in all of a Yoreid, or maybe a Sota is also a Minchas Chote. So Adarabba says, Minchas Nedava Kodevas, maybe a Minchas Nedava should come first, Shekain, Tuna, Shemin, V'Lavona. Minchas Nedava has oil, has Lavona on it, so it's more Muhudar. Maybe that should go first. No, Minchas Chote is more adiv shabdim mechaperes. It's mechaper. Just like we said, chatos comes before ola. The element of kapara makes it more significant. Good. That's also interesting. Is the shemen and the lavona, is that part of the mincha? The shemen is mixed in. Lavona is just put on top of the mincha. But the Gemara, at least at one stage, had a factor, had a havamina that it is a factor. Maybe that's part of the maskana. It's not really part of the mincha. Ibai lehu mincha sota mincha zedava is a man kodemes. If you have a mincha of a sota or a nedava, minchas nedava kadma shekain to una shemen v'lavona. As we just said, minchas nedava is very muhuderes. It has shemen and lavona. O dilma, what do we say? No, minchas sota kadma. The minchas sota should come first. Shekain ba'al levarer avon. Minchas sota comes levarer avon. To clear up the status of the woman. So maybe the Minchas Sota is performing such an important task, so that's why it should come first. Tashma, the Gemara says, well, let's try to prove it. Minchas Chote kodemes the Minchas Nedava. The Mishnah said, Minchas Chote comes before Nedava. So Minchas Chote utakadim the Minchas Nedava. Only Minchas Chote comes before Nedava, ha Minchas Sota alone. Maybe a Minchas Sota wouldn't. Minchas Sota is not a purely a like a chot, like a chet. So maybe Minchas Sota should. So Gemara says, no, mi k'tani mebreishi mechaperes, mebreishi baal chet k'tani, v'hanami baal chet. Right, Minchas Sota is not mechaper, but it's also related to a chet. Obviously, there was an Isra of Yichud. So you could say that Minchas Sota is included in the Mishnah when it says Minchas Chote. So again, it's not a raya, but it's just saying it's not a raya against. Because it could be that it's included. It could be that it's not included. Right, so that's not a raya either way. Let's continue, then we'll mention something about Sota. So Tashma, let's try again. Zu kodemes lezu. This comes before this. What's that referring to? We'll see. Shezuba min achitim v'zuba min asaorin. Right, this, a regular mincha, comes from chitim, and zu, we think, means mincha sota comes from barley, right? The Chazal say, she did a ma'isa behema, she might have done a ma'isa behema, so she brings a carbon of machal behema. Of Saorin. So Maila Mincha Zadova Mincha Sota. Isn't this Brisa talking about Snedava versus Sota? And therefore it says Nedava comes first because Chitim are more chasha than Saorin. Whereas hello, Minchas Chote Lemincha Sota. So maybe it's talking about Chote to Sota, not Nedava to Sota. Minchas Chote also brings Chitim. Only Mincha Sota brings Saorin. So the Gemara says, so typically Tima Hamachaperis while Hamachaperis. So why don't you just say the fact that we said earlier? This is Machaper, this is not Machaper. Why do you have to go to Chitim and Saorin? So the Elamai. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the other choice? Minchas Nedava. So typically, so Nedava also has another factor. The Zutuna Shema Valavona, the Zuinatuna Shema Valavona. Nedava versus Sota also you have another factor. So Elachanami Tretaminaka. It's just that. Each time, it quotes one of the two reasons. But there's no raya in any case, so therefore we're left without a raya when it comes to what's first, minchas nedava or minchas sota. 2 points. Keep in mind the saorim and the chitim also play a role. The Bali Musar talk about it in the times of Sfira. Right? We know the two poles, the two minchas shel tzibur that we have on Pesach. We have the carbon omer that comes from the new barley, saorim, and then we have the shtei halechem on Shavuos. This comes from the new chitim. And the omer is matir chadash in Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the shtei halechem is matir chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. You can bring in minchas from the new grain, right? The isra of chadash up until Pesach, and the isra of chadash up until Shavuos. But the Bali Musar point out that the carbon of the shtei halechem is out of chitim, while the Omer was out of Saorim, because the process of Svira is going from Machal Behema to Machal Adam. Going from the level of animal, when we left Mitzrayim, we weren't on the highest level yet, we were like animals, and we go to Chitim, which is for personal human consumption, and that's what we do, and that's through the Torah, and through the counting of Svira, and Shavuos, finally we get to the level of using our pen the most proper way. That's what the sources say, that the Pesach, right? Pesach is about starting to talk, because up until that point, the Peh, Dibur, was begalus, as various sources say, and therefore we had to get our Dibur back, and that's the symbolized by the Chitim at the end of the process, not just the Saorim. Point one. The other point I wanted to mention was the Reb Yaakov on Sota, which we like to mention this whenever Sota comes up. Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses, you know, it's such an extreme process, right? We know the Ramban already mentions, this is the only mitzvah in all the world of Taryag Mitzvos, that one relies on an ace. Usually we say in Somchan al anes. There's only one time where we rely on a miracle in a process that we go through. And we say, Hashem, you have to help us out, right? And that's right here, right? We rely on a miracle. We give the Meis Sota. And the effect is Abtok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we have that for? What's the purpose of that? So Rabbi Yaakov explains amazingly, Nire Hatam. In Parshas Naso, Shetzricha Torah is called a Parsha Azos. Why does the Torah require all this? Sheteva HaAdam, says Rabbi Yaakov, the ultimate goal of the Parsha of Sota is Shalom Bayis. We know Hashem's name is erased, but we want to bring the husband and wife back together. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the man suspects his wife of doing something. Let's say, you know, she says, and Adam say, no, everybody says nothing happened. He's still going to be choshed. He's still going to suspect. He's still going to wonder. You know, I don't know. Maybe something happened. Sheteva ha'adam hu. Shem nichnas belibo ezim inchshad alishto. If somebody has some chshad on his wife or her husband. Shuv lo yatsa asoy milibo la'olam. They'll never, it's hard to get over a chshad, especially in this area of Arayos. LMK, what's the only way that they might get over it? If Hashem himself comes and testifies that nothing happened. That's the only way. Right? He's not going to trust people. Maybe if Hashem comes and says, fine. Ela imkena kadosh baruch hu kavayacho befodu v'atzmo maftiach lo shamna mitahora. If Hashem says nothing happens, then fine. Maybe I'll trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yalfal b'shem shar dini ha-Torah kaim alon shal pishnayim edim yakom dover. And even though in general we say al pishnayim edim to edim mikom makom, here, even if the husband hears two edim, afilu mishma baal mishne edim shelo zinsa ishto adayin lo yamin legamre, he still might not believe totally. Dine emonish shtei edim hu gzeres hakosuv shal leder la aminam lekvoy edin alpiyim. Like the Rambam writes, he doesn't quote it, but the Rambam says this at the end of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, towards the end, relying on two edim is gzeres hakosuv. Will two Edom always be telling the truth and one Ed not? No, but that's what we say. That's what the Torah tells us to do. But for the feelings and the concerns of the husband, two Edom won't help. Even if a Navi would come and say your wife was not Mezaneh, we have to believe the Navi. That's the din. A person still wouldn't even trust the Navi because it has to do with feelings and emotions. So what does Hashem do? Erase my name. It's as if he's made it. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is made that she's Tahora. And that's the Yisod Parsha of Sota. It's not to be manish the Chota. Ela Adra Balaftiach Sha'azakos Tiyazakos Gam Ben Yoni Baila Blishim Pikpok. Hashem wants to bring the husband and the wife back together, and the only way that's going to happen is if he himself, Kaviyachol, is made Bechvoda Uva'atzmo. An amazing shot, turning the whole Parsha of Sota on its head, so to speak. Good. Says the Gemara now, back to the two dots. Chata Sa'of Kodemes. So we said Chata Sa'of goes before Ola Sa'of. Chada Sa'of we had towards the end of the Mishnah. Chada before Ola Sa'of, V'chein Behekdesha. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. So how do we know? How do we know? Tosfos discusses. What do you mean? Didn't we have earlier in the Mishnah the Chada goes before Ola? Didn't we have it earlier? So Tosfos says, well, maybe you wouldn't have said it by birds. Why? Because Chada Sa'of has nothing on the Mizbeach. Right, just what we just quoted before. The language of the Mishnah back on Daf Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, I forgot the exact Lashon, the fact that, Samach Dalet and Mabez, the Mishnah says, Ein l'mizbeach el adama. That's all. Chata Sa'of, you squeeze some blood out, then that's it. The Kohanim get the rest of the bird. So Tosfos says, maybe because Chata Sa'of has nothing on the Mizbeach, so that's why you would say that, you wouldn't have said that Chata says Kodem La'ola, for the reasons earlier, so you need another reason. So, Minani Mili, the Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, V'hikriv es asher lachatas rishona. The Pasuk says, here, by the Ola V'yored, we say, your maktir v'chatas rishona. What's the Ola V'yored? Remember, by an Ola V'yored, by certain Averos, he's supposed to bring a carbon chatas behema. If I don't have enough money and I have to bring birds, I bring a chatas ha'of and an olas ha'of. We'll talk about that soon. As a Hashem. But that's the halacha. Let's read the Gemara first. So, the Torah Rabbani Vikriv is Hashem l'chatas rishonah. So you bring the chatas first. Ma tamalomar. So why do you have to say that? Shein tamalomar. You don't need a separate pasuk for that. Why? It says the second one you bring is an ola. So obviously the first one's a chatas. Ela zebana av l'chol chatos. So no, it must be a binyan av that whenever there is two together, sheikul ola habos imahen. The chatas always comes before the ola that comes with it. Bein chatas ha'of la'ola sa'of. Bein chatas behema la'olas behema. Whether by birds, whether by behemas. Via filu chatas ha'of la'olas behema. Even if you have a chatas bird and an olas behema, even there, the chatas comes before the ola. Hilkach, that's why. Chatas ha'of la'olas sa'of. May the S hasheni. That's where you learn that from. Summarizing. Chatas behema may olas behema. Mi bid the rabbi rachmana. What we had back on the top of yesterday's daf, peitesim abeis, chatas ha'of la'olas behema, mizeh bana'av. That's where you learn all of these halachos from all the different sources. And this is a din le'ikuva, pashas. The Ritva writes in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel, when we talk about the another pair where you have a yoledes that brings a chatas and an ola, if the woman dies before you bring the chatas, you can't just bring the ola. But halacha of chatas kodem la'ola is li'ikuva, says the Ritva. Upirish shehevia chatasa v'mesa. Hainu shekriva osa mamish michayim. Aval hefrish afrasha v'alma. If it was just hufrash, lo sagi. It's not enough. The chatas shemesu ba'aleha. Aval bish hefrisha michayim l'misa azla. Kedisa v'kama duchti. V'kiva d'mesa v'i efshal akrav chatasa. Afa'ola in a kreva, the ola is also not, because kol chatasos kadamas la'ola, it's always. V'kiva d'kein, ava b'shefrisha olasa mechayim, even if she was mafresh ola mechayim, ain't a kreva, it's not hokrava kol shekein, em lo efrishta,
surely if she was not mafresh it yet.
Okay, good. There is an unbelievable, and Meshech Chachma himself said this unbelievable thought of the Meshech Chachma. The story goes that the Ar Sameach was once having a dream, and the Ar Sameach says, that he sees in the dream that the Bezan Shamala is having, there's a shear going on, and I mentioned this in the past, maybe not so recently, but in the shear, their Malachim, whoever, are talking, and they said, right, who can learn today? Who's on the level of learning today? So the Rashba in Shemayim gets up and says, there's somebody in Dvinsk that could be, that Zoche to Amita Shal Torah. Somebody in Dvinsk. And the Meshech Chachma woke up, and he realized that he had said a chiddush to answer up a kasha of the Rashba, and that's what the Rashba was referring to in his dream. That somebody was Mechayim to Amita Shal Torah. What was it? There is a question about a girsin in Gemara, that the Gemara says that even though I know that you have to do karbanos by day, all avodos are by day. The Mishnah says in Megillah on Daf Chaf, you have to do all avodos by day. But maybe I would have thought that the olas ha'of doesn't have to be done by day. Kamashvon, you need a separate makar for the olas ha'of to be done by day. And ask the Rashba, why? Why would olas ha'of be different than any other avodas? So it must be a different girsa. Changes the girsa. Must be a different girsa that the olas ha'of shouldn't need a separate makar, a separate pasuk to tell me that you have to do it by day. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, I'll explain you the girsa, because there's an Eben Ezra. Right, this unusual halacha which we just said. Usually, if you're supposed to bring a garban chatas and you can't afford it, so you bring a different garban chatas. That's less. Like, for example, by a yoledes, she's supposed to bring an olas behema. She can't bring an olas behema, so she brings an olas ha'of. Right, usually if you can't afford something, so you just bring one less. This is an unusual, by the Olav Yoreis, what do? You bring a chatas behema. If you can't bring a chatas behema, you bring two birds. A chatas and an ola. What are you bringing an ola for? What does the ola do with anything? You didn't have era. You're supposed to bring a chatas. You don't bring a chatas behema? Okay, you bring a chatas o'of. What do you bring a chatas o'of and an ola o'of for? Says the Eben Ezra, on that pasuk, Perek Hei Alacha Zayin in Vayikra, one little cryptic line. Vahakara Velai, Shaha Echad Kneged Emurim, Vahasheni Chatas Kamishpat. What does that mean? Explains the Meshech Chachma. Chatas Behema, we know some of the Chatas Behema. You have a dam, and you also have a murin that are burned in the Mizbeach. By a Chatas Ha'of, nothing goes on the Mizbeach besides the blood. Elu Mizbeach El Adama. There's nothing burned. There's nothing huktar from a Chatas Ha'of. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's what the Eben Ezra is saying. When you have a Chatas Behema, so you can't afford it. So you have to have something that's sprinkled, that's something that goes to the Mizbeach. But here by a Chatas Ha'of, you don't have anything that's hooked down on the Mizbeach. So that is why you bring an Olas Ha'of. That substitutes for the Emurin that's supposed to bring for the Chatas. Right? That's why you bring it there. That's the Eben Ezra. What says the Meshech Chachma? But 1 minute. Hector, Chalav, and the Evarim are always done at night. They always could be done at night. So that's why you would have thought that Olas Ha'of here, the Olas Ha'of that's substituting for the Chatas Behema by the Olav Yoreid, maybe that shouldn't need Yom, because it's substituting for the Emurim of the Chatas Behema, and that Hector, Chalom, Evarim are done at night, first Mishnah and Shas, right, they're done at night. That's why I would have thought that you don't need Kamalan. So that's what he says, that he saw the Rashba in a dream, that the Rashba says that there's one man in Dvinsk that's Mechavin Lamita Shal Torah. That was my Chiddush, that I helped answer up the Rashba's case. It could be, I didn't get to look up the story again, it could be that someone else had the dream that the Ar Sameach was Mechavim, but it's about this Ar Sameach. That he said, this Ar Sameach, they answer up the Rashba's kasha. It might not be that the Ar Sameach had the dream, I don't remember, I have to look it up again, but either way, that's the svar. Okay, here we go. Let's continue Tashma. So let's see if we can prove. The Schadas always go before Ola, that's what we just said. All chatos always go before all olos. So, Tashma, Rebbe Elazar Omer, kol makom shenischalfa, chatos, chatos kam demes. What are we talking about here? Here we're talking about yoledes, olav yored and yoledes. Again, those cases, what we just said. By an olav yored, you have a chatos behema, is substituted for a chatos and an olos of both. By a yoledes, it's just straight. Yoledes, a yoledes that's poor, always has to bring a chatos ha'of. But the change goes from olas behema to olas ha'of. So, Tashma, Rebbe Elazar Omer, komakom shenischalfa b'chatos, anytime that a bird is substituted for a chatos, like chatos behema is switched for a chatos ha'of, chatos kodemes. Then you have the chatos and the ola, the chatos goes first. V'kan by a yoledes, ola kodemes. Here by the yoledes, an ola goes first. Why? A Yoledes is supposed to bring an Olas Behema and a Chatos Behema. If she's poor, she can bring an Olas Ha'of. But she's supposed to bring an Olas Behema, and that's listed first in the Torah. So that's why you know the Olas Behema is going to go first. Chomakom Shabbat Al-Chait, whenever it comes to Al-Chait, Chatos Kodemis, by the Ola V'Yorid. V'kan by Yoledes, Ola Kodemis. Says the same halacha three different ways. V'chomakom Sheshnayim Boyim Tachas Chatos, whenever you have two animals that come instead of the chadas kodemes, v'kan ola kodemes. The same thing three ways. But what do you see from this halacha? By a yoledes, the ola comes first. By a yoledes, the olas ha'of comes before the chadas. So amarava lemikra hikti makasav. Rava says, lemikra'a. For the mikra'a. Hikdi makasav. What does that mean? Mikra hikdi makasav. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says mikra. Really, achadas always comes before the ola. And when it says here in this brisa that the ola comes before the chadas, that just means it's listed in the Torah first. But it does not mean that you do the avoda first. Which Tosfos asks, that's pretty unusual. So what lamai nafkamina? We know what it says in the Torah. Just read the Torah. Why would Rashi the brisa have to tell me that ola is first before chadas in the psukim? That's zil kari beirav. Tosfos says, no, mikra'a means that if you are makdish, when you have two birds to be makdish, so then by a yoledes, you should be makdish, your olas ha'of, before you're makdish, you're chatas ha'of. What's the pshat of Rashi? So all the achronim, similar ideas. The Cheshek Shlomo here in the back, or Shlomo Mivilna. The Torah Tamima says, on this pasuk in Vayikra, and others say, no, what Rashi here means is, there's a difference between bizman ha'migdash, and now, Bizman HaMikdash, when you actually did the Avoda, Chatas is before Ola. But here we're talking about nowadays, we're not doing the Avoda. So by Chatas, we mentioned a couple of days ago, we're not Ki'ilu bringing a Chatas. You can't say the Hiratzon, we actually brought a Chatas, because maybe we're not Chayv a Chatas, Bizman HaZeh. You can't bring a Chatas or Dava. So you don't say, you can't say that the Chatas is working in its full sense. Bizman HaZeh, though, when we say the karbanos, mikra, we say ola first. Because everybody, we're always chayiv aseh, bitul aseh. That we could always bring, and we could always bring an ola sadava. So that is why mikra means bizban hazeh, not as compared to bizban hamikdash. That's what mikra means. Mikra bizban hazeh when we read the psukim. So that may be what Rashi says. That is the chatas and ola. The Mikvah Melio also has a beautiful thought in Chela Gimel, page 174. He says, maybe it means a lot of times in life, there's a process that we have to go through, but the goal is the ultimate. Chatas always comes before Ola, because you always have to, as the Gemara said in the first parah, you have to remove the stains on our neshama before we actually bring a present to Hashem. But the goal is Ola. The goal is the prakli, bring close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it comes to the process, Chatas comes before Ola, in terms of Avoda. But Mikra, when you read it, when you read in the Torah and you realize the ultimate goal, then Ola will come before Chatas. Okay, weiter. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Parim kodmin la'elim, ve'elim kodmin l'kvasim, mekvasim l'se'irim, gives the order of the animals. So my lav, what is the order of the animals? What is this referring to? Dechag, it must be referring to Sukkis. On Sukkis, for the Musafin, we bring all of these animals together. So isn't that what it's referring to? And you see, and the se'ir is a chatas, the kvasim are olas. The kvasim are before olas. Answer, lo l'nedava. No, it's not referring to nedavas. You're bringing all olos. So that's nedava. Says the Gemara, parim kol min la'elim, shekein nisrabu b'knechasim. But we have the next line of the Braisa. Parim come before elim, because there's more nisachim. There's more nisach by the cows. V'chein elim l'kvasim. Kvasim l'se'irim, shekein nisrabu ba'alya. Finishing up the Braisa. Right, so parim come before elim, because they have more nisachim. Elim before kvasim, and kvasim before se'irim, because that, you have the alya, you have the tail that is given. Period. Tashma, we learned in Harios, par koe mashiach kodim la par elam davar shal tzibur, par elam davar shal tzibur, kodim la par avodes kochavim. So that last one, par elam davar shal tzibur, kodim la par avodes kochavim. So 1 second, par elam davar for avodes zara is, right, as Rashi explains here, this is a chatas and this is an ola. And we say chatas is kodem. That's the normal rule. But look at the next line. Par avodes kochavim, kodem l'siri avodes kochavim. Par avodes zara is an ola. The par that's brought by the paralam davar shal sibor for the avera of avodes zara is an ola that comes before siri avodes kochavim. Why? The Avagav, the Parah Baris Gochavim, Olo, Sire Baris Gochavim, Chatos. I always thought Chatos comes before Ola. The Ema, Meiresha. So says the Gemara back, why are you focusing on the second line that proves Ola might be before Chatos? What about the first line? The Ema, Meiresha, Parah Lodavar Shal Sire, Kodim La Parah Baris Gochavim. Right, that shows Chatos is before Ola. So Gemara says, V'chad Mina, Mi Olo Kamrinan. If they're both cows, that's not the question. The Chatos Kodma. Ki Kamrina, what we're asking about is betray meaning. Well, we have two meaning, right? You have a par and you have a seir. Ashkad katakad malachatas. Don't you find an ola before chatas? So it's a kasha on what we said before, that never happens. Answer, Amri ba ma rava, mishmei de rava, bar mari, chatas, avodas kochavim, chaser aleph, lachatas ksiv, the special gzeiras hagasiv. It says the word chatas without the aleph by the chatas avodazara. They tell me that sometimes that's going to go second. It's chaser, something that other chatos don't have. One answer. Ravina Amar, Kamishpat Ksibahu. It says Kamishpat like this. And Ola is written first there. So Gemara says, Hashem, das alachi, afilu teima parim de chagnami, Kamishpatim Ksibahu. You can go back to say it's all talking about Yantif. They're all together. It says Kamishpatam. So it's a special Zeres Akasiv. Usually Chadas goes first, but here not. Good. Piriti Bailahu, Chadas of Ola said, Meiser, Bemo Meiser, Ezemen Kodem. If you have Chadas Ha'ok, something the Mishnah didn't talk about, and Olas Behema Umeiser, you have those three, what goes first? Because if you think about the Svaras, you'll end up in a circle and you won't never be able to get out. Ezemen Kodem. Tikdom Chadas Ha'ok. Chadas Ha'ok should come first because it's a Chadas before Ola, Iga Meiser, to Kodem La. Meiser behema comes before chadas haof. Likdom meiser, but if you put meiser first, ika olas behema. To kadmale, to tikdom, olas, right, because that comes first, right? Olas behema comes before meiser. Tikdom olas behema, ika chadas haof. To kadmala. So you keep going in circles, so what goes first? Answer, hacha targimu min zevach adif. So here in Bavel, they said, maybe min zevach goes first, meaning meiser, then olas, then chadas haof, then olas behema. B'marava army in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Aila ba'olas behema b'chadas ha'of, put those two together, v'agbata mi meiser, before meiser. So you have chadas ha'of, olas behema, and then meiser. Good, let's just read the Mishnah. Kol ha'chadas ha'metara kodemes la'ashamos, all chatos always go before ashams, chutz me asham mitzora b'bnei shu ba'al hechsher. Asham mitzora is coming for hechsher, it's coming to allow him to come back into the base of Migdash and he catch him, so there the asham's going to go first. Kol Hashemet, we'll talk about a Rambam at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. Kol Hashemet Shem Torah Bon B'nei Shtayim Bon B'Kesef Shkolim. All Hashemos in the Torah have to be 2 years old, and they have a minimum Shir, as we said earlier. 2 Kesef at least, 2 Shkolim. Chutz Me Hashem Nazar V'Hashem Mitzorah, Shein Bon B'nei Shnasan. Those two only come 1 year within their first year. Ve'ein Bon B'Kesef Shkolim, and they do not have to be worth Kesef Shkolim. Kishem Shekod Me Bakar Vassan, Kod Me Bachi Lassan. And in all of these that we've mentioned, not only are they is the Avod in that order, their Achil is in that order. If you have 2 karbanas to eat, shlamim shall emesh v'shlamim shall yom shall emesh kodmin. Eat yesterday shlamim first because it's going to go bad first. L'shal yom shlamim shall emesh chatos va'asham shall yom. Yesterday shlamim, today's chatos and asham. So that's a question. They're both going to get nifsal tonight. Shlamim shall emesh kodmin divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says shlamim goes first. V'chamam chatos kodem chatos goes first. V'reishu kachei kachim. The kulan, and this we had already, kulan akonim rashon l'shanos v'achilason, the kohanim can eat the karbonos in any way they want. Lechol, sluyin, shlukin, muvushalin, roasted, cooked a lot, cooked a little, v'laseis l'tocho tavle chulin, v'tavle truma de Rabbi Shimon. You can even put in spices of truma, according to Rabbi Shimon. Don't worry that it's going to be nifsal. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo itin l'tocho tavle truma, you shouldn't do that, shalo yavi at truma l'dei psul, because you don't want to bring kachem, you don't want to be truma l'beis apsul. Truma you can really eat forever. If you put too much spices and a carbon, it's going to be nifsal a shorter times. So that's why that shouldn't be done. We discussed that earlier. We'll talk more about this Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.